The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I do know that we can all agree the Goonies is one of the great cinematic achievements of our entire generation and if not lifetime. Hey, you guys. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you guys. If you had a chance to buy the Goonies house in a really cool part of the world, it is, it's in Oregon, Astoria, Oregon.
Astoria is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. I've ridden motorcycles all through it, and it is really beautiful because it's right up against the coast, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And the Goonies, one of the most legendary, fantastic movies ever made.
It's on the coast right down there by the Goon Docks.
Yes, it is.
You're 100%. So Beeman, or Beeman, Zachary.
Yeah, he's a local Kansas City, grew up here, KC native, Chiefs fan, Royals fan, the whole deal. But just a business dude who has come across some money, and he decided to go buy the Goonies house because he's such a nerd fan.
No, listen.
It's exactly what we'd do if we had money.
Dude, look around my house. It's a childhood do-over. Everything about my life. It's not hard to, you don't got to be a psychotherapist to look for my house and go, wonder what's going on with this one. Do-over, man. I had an okay childhood, and I decided I'd like a better one. Now I'm creating another one. That's why would I have pinball machines in my effing kitchen?
Yeah, and I've talked with him off the air, but I'm a nerd for this. I love filming locations, Hollywood locations. Like when when we lived in California in Pasadena, where they filmed the original Halloween, Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis's house in the movie went up for sale. And I registered us to go look at it like we had money. And there's no way I was going to be able to afford because it's a nice house in Pasadena. But just so we could go do a showing and I could walk through one of the houses from Halloween.
Sure.
So we got dressed up and walked around like, you know, we'd have to knock this wall down. Meanwhile, I'm taking pictures on my phone.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, but just to see it.
There is something great about that. There's a tour in New York that you can just you get on your phone, and it'll tell you where to get one of the greatest movies ever made, The Warriors.
And you can see locations.
Oh, you can see locations from the Bronx to Brooklyn through the Central Park. Like, literally, half of them are super recognizable, even to this day, from the movie to the way they look today, because it just doesn't change.
Yeah.
And I don't care what it is. It's just it's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Our friend Gregory. Up in St. Joe, Todd, he'll go to New York and find where they took the first Kiss pictures in a hallway, in a doorway, in a stairwell, like, and get someone
and
to let him in
the house. And then take a then and now photo, yeah, and show you.
And he has friends, and they all do it together. They've always done it. It's one of the most, it's for such a, here's a weird term, heartwarming. Like, I see Todd do it, and I see those pictures, and I'm like, that's the way you live. You get your buddies, and they'll meet up in New York, and then go find iconic, it could be the Warriors, it could be Kiss. But if they're famous photographs, they'll go find the spot. And what it's really about is going with your friends and reliving a childhood, right?
Well, yeah. And Beeman took the extra step. He's like, I'll spend the money. Yeah, I want to make it like it is.
Yeah, no, that's when you jump from crazy to eccentric, right? Because you do ridiculous stuff, but you got the money to do it. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Our next guest is an Overland Park-based business entrepreneur who made headlines last year when he paid $1.7 million to purchase the house featured in the 1985 film classic The Goonies, with plans to restore it to how it looked in the original film and open it to the public. And now he's part of a new documentary that follows the stories of people who have bought famous houses featured in films and TV shows. The House From. Available on YouTube, Amazon Video, and more. Please welcome Bayman Zachary.
How have you been, Bayman?
Hey, you guys!
You crazy bastard.
What's up, brother?
How is it, man? So, listen, we spoke before when all this kind of went down. Now there's a documentary, and you guys are also featured in it on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. It's The House From, and you paid, what, $1.5 million, $1.6 million for The Goonies house?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Close enough.
By the way, where'd you make all your money?
Made all my money just buying and selling sports cards, Pokemon cards, gold, silver, that kind of stuff.
Off.
Yeah,
it just pisses me off. I don't have that ability.
Good for you.
Dude, I buy stuff. I've got that problem, that profit dyslexia, where I just buy high and sell low. Like,
Hey, you're welcome to come in anytime. We'd love to do business with you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey, side note, I don't know if you're a pinball guy, but I just found and bought one of the Metallica from 2013, the pinball machines, but there was only 100 made of the road case version in the world, and I found one and bought it for $8,400 in out of Texas the other day.
Well, I'll tell you, the next time you go to Astoria, there's this hidden gem arcade that's in, like, the basement of a warehouse. And this rich guy out there, it's a total passion project. Nothing but 80s arcades and pinball machines.
Nice, nice.
And like 25 beers on tap or something like that. No big deal.
Damn. See, it's fun, though. So you bought this Goonies house. Now, did you buy it? Obviously, you're not throwing money away. You're going to look to make an investment of some sort. But it's also got to be because you truly love it, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, to be honest with you, didn't really have much of a game plan to make money on it. It was just like you bought the pinball, you know, you just buy something because
you love it.
It just feels right. You love it. And then you go from there. And ever since we bought it, it's just on to the next step. We still haven't monetized it. We haven't made any money off it. But we've had a lot of fun with it. No, a lot of fun.
And there was talk about a Goonie Fest up there, and I think they do it where they show the movie, and people do come from all over the United States. It hasn't gotten, like, monstrously big, but is it still happening?
Yes. The 40th anniversary they're calling it Goonies Weekend, June 5th through the 8th, and I'm actually helping out, bring the cast with some events, things like that. We're going to have – it's going to be the biggest bash that city's ever had.
Good.
And the cast will be there.
And I love Oregon. Like, I'm riding motorcycles through there on that coast, and it really is a beautiful place. Like, it's one of those places you instantly go, I want to live here because it's so – the physical beauty of it is incredible. But then you realize there's nothing else going on. You're like, oh, I'd go crazy.
Yeah, that's why we do it in small doses. We'll go out there for a week or 10 days, hang out. But I will tell you, living in Kansas City my whole life, that's the place you want to be in the summer. You know, Kansas City's hot, muggy, humid,
absolutely.
But not Oregon. It's like 65 to 70 degrees and perfect.
Oh, dude, and the wind coming off the ocean. I'm telling you, I've done it through the Redwood Forest. We started up in Seattle and Portland and then rode down to San Francisco and then home. And at that stretch on the coast is unbelievable. Like, it really is one of, I think, maybe the most beautiful part of all of America.
I would agree with that.
So listen, you crazy bastard. Were you a weird kid, by the way, when you're growing up, baby?
Yeah, I was different. I mean, come on, we grew up. The thing is, our generation was weird, I think, in general.
Yeah.
Look at all the stuff we did that you look back. I mean, we drank water out of garden hoses. We climbed trees. We did stuff.
Built forts to hide our pornography. You know.
I mean, we did stuff that, you know, today just, you know, people would look back and say, that's dumb, or why'd you guys do that? You know, they'd rather sit in their house on their cell phone on an app or something like that. But, you know, we were probably the last generation of running around outside and riding our bikes.
No, we were feral. Like, we were truly feral. Like,
that's right.
There was nobody watching us. Nobody cared. You couldn't track us. And we would run around. We played in sewers. Like, it sounds crazy, but sewers were magical, man. Like
they were.
If during the summertime and there wasn't a bunch of rain, like you get in a big sewer tunnel because you're small anyway. I mean, you could go exploring. You knew what would you find in the sewer. Now, as an adult, I realize what sewers are. But as a kid, you were like, God damn. And then they'd be building houses. You're like, well, this is just scrap lumber. And you'd walk up to some construction dude who didn't give a goddamn. He was just some dude with a mullet with a tan. You're like, can we have this extra junk wood? And they're like, get it out of here, kid. And you'd go build some janky shanty somewhere in the green space. And if some kid had a Hustler or a Penthouse, that would go in the wall there. Right. And then you'd learn to smoke cigarettes or you'd drink malt duck or whatever, you know. But and that was one day. Then you might go, you know, play with fire the next one, or you would, you know. But it was fun. You're 100% right, man. It was always an adventure.
Oh, yeah. And that's why, as you get older and you start, you know, yearning for those days, you start reminiscing your childhood, you become a grown-up kid again. But wait, you have actually money to buy stuff.
That's the problem.
And that's kind of what this was about, is the Goonies movie lives in millions, if not tens of millions of people's hearts all over the world. And it's not just America. You know, it was in different languages. And so people grew up, you know, with all that embedded in their DNA effectively, right? And I said, you know, this house has to just remain what it is. Could you imagine like what would happen if, you know, somebody bulldozed it and built it like a model home or some newer home? You know, that's it. I mean, it just people would cry. It would be sad. It would be all that stuff. So, you know, I super lucky that we got it, and the engagement that we've had with the world, with the community, and the people that have reached out. You know, I met on the last trip. You have no idea who's a Goonie until they show up. And you remember the band Heart?
Sure, of course. Ann and Nancy Barracuda, Wilson. Right? Sure, out of Seattle.
Steve, right?
Yeah.
So ironically, there was we had helped a Kickstarter campaign. There's a lady doing another documentary called Life After. So it'll be Life After the Goonies. And she actually interviewed Donner before he passed. And she's interviewing all the cast, and it's going to be incredible. But she had asked us, hey, can you help us raise the money by letting, you know, me do some experiences and sell them online on the Kickstarter? I said, of course, go ahead. So we sold like pictures on the porch where you could recreate Mikey scenes and Brand scenes and a house tour, and then watch Goonies in the Goonies house, movie night, right? And we sold all these, and they did really well. Well, one of the people redeemed their deal, and they showed up. And sure enough, there's a new band called Heart by Heart, and Summer's the lead vocalist, and her husband is Steve, the Steve from Heart. And they just show up. They just show up at the Goondocks, and I'm just hanging out with them. Wow. As friends, normal, and sharing the exact same passion of this movie. It's an incredible thing.
You're talking about Steve Fossen, the bass player?
Yes, that guy.
That's so random.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
He's like 75 years old now.
That is correct. And yeah. I mean, I found out when Guns N' Roses, remember when, who was here, like Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, was it last year?
Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett. You're talking about okay. Guns N' Roses did play here at Arrowhead as well.
I'm pretty sure Guns N' Roses here. And then somebody's telling me, because we're in one of the suites, and they're like, did you know Slash is a big Goonie? And
yeah,
I'm like,
that makes all what? The sense in the world. Yeah. Now, if you follow him on social media, he loves any, that era was 100 him.
Yeah. So, you know, and then we've got multiple bands that want to film songs or maybe their next album in the Goonies house. Like, that's how special that place is. So we had to preserve it. We had to make it available to the world, and we're just having fun with it.
Well, dude, so this documentary, so how'd they rope you into this? I guess because, well, hell, there's only a handful of you guys. I mean, because the Brady Bunch house is neat, right?
Yep.
But it's not Goonies. It's unusable. It's not Goonies, and it's unusable, like, because it was never real. There was a soundstage where they shot the interior, and then the exterior was in Pasadena, I think. But then some passion project of a movie person, they went in and built it to look like the set, so at least it matched. But it's not proper. It's not the Goonies house. There's only a handful of real ones where you go, wow, this really is the house. This is where it was shot, inside and out.
Yep. So what they did was, after we bought the house, a lot of production companies, a lot of people have all these ideas about creating documentaries had reached out. This was one of them. And the gentleman that was, I believe, the director and one of the producers of the project, Tommy Avalon, he said, hey, listen, congratulations. I'm desperate. I need you. And I was like, what's that? He's like, I need you in the house in my documentary. You're the last piece. You're the grail piece. We have to have the Goonies house in this thing or it's not going to be good, you know, and
right.
as good, I should say, not good, but you know, as good as it could be. And I said, well, sure, come on out. He said, well, when can we come out? I said, well, we'll be in Astoria in a couple of weeks. He said, can I send a crew? And I said, sure, send them out. So they moved fast. This was last year after we bought the house and, you know, had no idea if it was going to ever happen, what was going to happen, but they just followed me around with cameras for several hours.
Great.
And that was it. It was just the end of it. And they said, hey, this is going to be something with literally every famous house that you grew up on and just wait till it comes out. And it debuted, what, 2 weeks ago, I think on Sunday on Fubo was the app, yeah. was the app or the mm-hmm. the streaming deal. Mm-hmm. And they crushed it. I mean, it is literally every movie you can think of. You know, Halloween, Back to the Future, Home Alone, Goonies, obviously.
Christmas Story,
Short Circuit. Yeah, Christmas Story. You know, I visited the Christmas Story house last year in Cleveland, and it is definitely bucket list. Everybody has to go visit that.
Oh, dude, I've got a Red Ryder BB gun signed. Like, I mean, it's just, are you kidding me? Like, and it went to Goonies. And the chance to go back to the Goonies house and they walk in the door and see Corey Feldman. Oh, listen, dude, I love Josh Brolin and I love Sean Astin. But the chance to be with the Fell Dog.
So let me tell you, Johnny, what you need to do. All right. So I've become friends with Corey. He is a great human. I don't care what anybody says. Most people love him. He's a love bug. He's so great. He was the first person that I was in contact with of the cast, direct contact. And he had ideas. He said, look, me and Sean want to do stuff with you in the house. And I was over the moon. Cause like you, I'm like, Feldman was the actor of our time when we were kids.
No, the Coreys were everything. They really were, man.
Everything.
Yeah.
They were in every movie. Every movie poster were like, oh, another movie, License to Drive and, you know, Gremlins or whatever. You know, like, you just look, oh, Stand By Me, just nonstop movie. And so to have Corey be excited to work with me on a project was just a total pipe dream. Like, you would never think that. So I've been working with the city of Astoria, and I said, listen, I know I'm not allowed to monetize the house. That's totally fine. But I can let other people monetize it, right? Charities, events for the city, stuff like that. I said, yeah, sure. Okay. Well, you guys get to use the house for the 40th anniversary. How about that? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, sell tickets, have a party, do photo ops at the house, raise $1 million. I don't care. But everybody wants to come to the house and see the cast there. Feldman, Astin, Brolin, Key, Jeff, everybody. They said, okay. So they're organizing. If you go to GooniesWeekend.com, it'll show you all the different events that they have planned for the 40th. And one of them is a VIP cocktail party that they're going to sell tickets for. And there's only going to be like 40 tickets. That's it. And you get to basically party with the cast at the house.
Dude, can you imagine? Can you imagine? What are those going to run, though? Good God.
I don't think they're going to be that expensive. I think, to be honest, relative to what value you get and all the people you get to meet,
that's
not much.
Yeah, but no, you're right. Listen, it depends on you want the experience or you do not want the experience. Mm-hmm. And again, we've interviewed Corey a bunch of times over the years, and I just saw him down. Where did he play? He played the park right there.
Lemonade Park.
Yeah, it was fantastic, man. So, big fan. And again, Josh Brolin, always been great to have on the show. Sean Astin, who's had a wonderful career all the way through. I mean, you know. Good God, man. Take me to the Shire, brother. Take me to the Shire.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Sean's just as amazing as freaking Corey. These guys, I mean, they just have their class acts.
And I cry like a pussy every time Rudy's on. I don't give a goddamn. You start chanting Rudy and he gets to play, and I'm like, oh my God, right there, he's playing. Rudy, it's the best. So good.
You had to play it.
So
you
good.
Had to. Yeah.
Well, listen, man. Keep us posted. I can't wait to see the documentary, The House From. And Bayman, again. I, by the way, have you collected anything super weird since the last time we spoke?
I'm always collecting Goonies stuff right now. I've been getting a bunch of weird Goonies toys and, you know, just goofy stuff. But I wouldn't think anything else. I'm so focused on this home renovation show, just like they did for the Brady Bunch house. We're going to make the Goonies house look just like it did back in the 80s.
Perfect.
And we're scheduled to start filming in February, and that should be probably one of the coolest things our generation has seen for Goonies since the Goonies, in my opinion, is watching that contraption come back and fully work and all that stuff. But yeah. I'm telling you, Johnny, you have got to come out for the 40th. Bring your crew. You need to set up shop in that town and just broadcast live from Astoria June 5th through the 8th.
Dude, it's a perfect time. I mean, time frame wise, it actually works for us. You know what? Let's work on that. For real, let's work on that. It's
you guys know, yeah, you know how to get a hold of me. It's super simple.
All right. Listen, always good to talk to you, brother. And it's always interesting. And I'll tell you, it's a life well lived.
I love it. Let's make it happen.
All right. Stay there. All right. Bayman Zakari, Kansas City native, owns the Goonies house, owns a bunch of cool stuff.
I'm so glad he uses his money for crap that we want.
He's a good weirdo.
He's fantastic.
Like, listen, what did Evel Knievel say, man? You can't, you can't buy your way into heaven or buy your way out of hell. Mortal money was meant to be spent here on the mortal plane. I'm not telling you you have to spend your kids' college fund, but...
Do it.
Yeah, why not? Jesus Christ. You had to figure it out.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.